We did really well last Australia Day. We sold a lot of lobsters to the public, and we thought we'd try again this year.
So how are you going so far? It's only early.
It is early. We have been here for 3 days trying to sell the lobsters. It's been a little slow, $50 a kilo.
So that's a little less than what you might normally sell them for?
Definitely, yeah.
In normal times,
And yeah, we're just doing just Australia Day special, one off today.
Well, it's not normal times for lobster fishers, is it?
No, not at all. A lot's changed in the last 12 months, been affected many different ways.
A bit tough?
Yeah, it has been tough, yeah. We didn't start work until January. We were just waiting to see what was happening with the market and the fish that were coming in. We've got one more trip to do after this one, and then we'll wait till March.
And that's the new season, new quota?
The new quota season. I don't think much will change by then. Some of our processors are working really hard to find new markets into other countries, and we've been selling a lot on the domestic market into Australia as well.
So normally some of your lobsters would have gone to China?
Yes, yep, 75% of our lobsters went to China, and the rest in Australia.
So how is this affecting your bottom line?
It's gone downhill quite a lot. So in some ways, when we lease quota, we're not paying as much for quota. We were paying as much for quota as what we're receiving for our lobsters now. So that's brought the quota price back, but the overall bottom line has dropped.
Are you making a profit?
Not on this trip. On the last trip we did, the price has dropped in the last couple of weeks, and due to the resurgence of COVID on the mainland, a lot of the restaurants, pubs, clubs are all working at restricted numbers, and that's what's affected us the most in the last month.
So since New South Wales has had troubles, and then of course Brisbane and Queensland?
Yes, all through those areas. But they buy a lot of our lobster in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and they generally pay as high a price or higher for certain months of the year than the overseas market.
So what's next for you? Another trip out for this season. Where do you head out to?
We fish mainly southern Tasmania and up the west coast, and we do some trips on the eastern towards Flinders overall for a year.
So it's still worthwhile going out?
We've got quota on the vessel that we have to pay for. So I'm better off to go and catch it and make a small loss than a big loss.
At least you're paying the bills.
We're paying the bills, we're paying the quota owners, and the employees have got work.
And what about your staff? Have you had to lose any staff, or are you able to pay them normally?
Yes, we applied for JobKeeper and had that for a number of months, and that worked well. And with some of the other government assistance, it has been helpful, and we've retained all our staff. And they, we've been able to find a little bit of other work as well in between trips.
But I bet the family members are working hard.
Yes, I've had a daughter, a son, a second son, and my smallest child, who's only 8 down here, and my wife helping me sell lobsters.
Is that normal, or is it all hands on deck in these tough times?
We try to get together and all help one another. So if we see another fisherman selling lobsters to the public here and he's a bit overwhelmed, we'll run along and give him a hand. So it's just a matter of all chipping in and all surviving.
And how are the public embracing the idea of cheaper lobsters?
Oh, they're loving it. So yeah, we've had a lot of customers that are really happy to get some lobsters at a reasonable price. And we've had a lot of people the last couple of weeks from Melbourne and South Australia and Brisbane here, and they're enjoying the product as well.
What do you think will be the end result of all this? Do you think things will change for the lobster fishers in terms of markets, etc.?
I don't know whether it'll ever go back to being the same. So it's a matter of just pulling the belt in, waiting maybe 12 months, 2 years, unless our government can sort something out. I just feel like it's a bit of a reset for us to start again, look at new markets, get the price back to a realistic price where we all can keep working and supply a good product at a reasonable price.
So it might be a few more for locals for a while yet.
I would think so, yes. No, there'll be plenty for the locals. And basically, we can catch more than what the local market can eat. So
you need those other markets as
well. We need the other markets as well, yeah.
Yeah, lobster fisher Kent Bray, who was spending his Australia Day on the Margate Wharf selling the lobsters, talking there to Fiona Breen. Well, at the same time at Margate, another lobster fisher was preparing to head across to the West Coast to catch more quota in time for the Chinese New Year celebrations.
I'm Clive Perryman and I fish the Minamara 2 from Margate.
You're about to head out. Tell me where you're going and what you're planning to do.
Yeah, well, I'm heading up around the West Coast. The weather pattern looks too good to stay home. We've been staying home for too long now and we want to get inshore and get some really nice big red lobsters because Chinese New Year's coming up and we feel that that's our best chance to move some fish.
So Chinese New Year, that's in about the 12th of February, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's around the 12th, 14th of February and it normally runs for a bit over a week, about 10 days.
And you'll be targeting interstate Chinese?
Yeah, pretty sure the local market hopefully will sort of pick up a little bit and there'll be some more demand, just like there was at Christmas time on the mainland. As long as we don't have any coronavirus outbreaks on the mainland that stop people going out and enjoying a good meal.
So you've got a nice vessel here, but you'll actually be hopping in your dinghy to get these fish?
Yep, so the
a bit closer to shore, or
yeah. So normally we fish off the deck, off the boat. But when the weather's too good to get inshore, we take the dinghy off and we get in all the little nooks and crannies where you find the really big, nice, bright red fish.
So you know that market really likes those bright red fish, and you're hoping to get a premium price.
Well, just hoping to shift them. At the moment, that's the best chance to shift fish. So we're just going to go out and target big red fish.
So how many are you looking for? Because you've got not that much longer to fish your quota for the season.
Yeah, so time's running out and we need to catch the rest of our quota. Otherwise, that's just money down the drain. So we just have to take what we can. But just give ourselves every chance to get the best price. The big red fish are giving us probably another $5, maybe $6, $7 on top of what the deeper brindley coloured fish are getting.
So what are your thoughts about the future market? It's you're all at a bit of a holding pattern at the moment.
Yeah, it's a bit of a holding pattern, but we still have bills coming in and we have to pay for them, so we're still heading out and trying to trickle over a little bit of cash flow. It's very uncertain at the moment and we don't know where it's going to end up.
Breaking even?
Probably going backwards, really. I'm pretty much living off my tax return from last year.
And hoping things improve.
Yeah, no, definitely hoping things improve. We've seen downturns before, but this is a definite targeted approach to control the market. And I know China's been our main market, but it's pretty hard to all of a sudden just diversify into others when they're not willing to pay the same sort of price, and when investment in a quota and boats and things, you have to get a certain amount to cover costs.
So you'll be selling some locally as well?
Yep, so basically I've been talking to my processor. He'll probably take half of what I bring in and then I'll try and shift the other half off the jetty if I can. But then there's competition with other boats and we're all trying to work in with each other, but that gets a little bit hard and at times.
Do you think locals have still got the taste for them?
I think the locals do, but now it's been sort of, I guess there's been a flood of fish, and I think they've, you know, basically, I wouldn't say they've had enough of them, but like, you can only eat so much lobster. You'd have to be a real, fan of them to be eating them every day.
Oh, look, throw them my way every day, wouldn't mind. Lobster fisher Clive Perryman talking to Fiona Breen as he was about to head out to sea and the West Coast to catch lobsters for the Chinese New Year celebrations next month.